The Reverend Jesse Jackson, I spoke with him yesterday afternoon. Jackson spent much of his Seattle visit focused on the tech industry, but he did find time to talk about the Missouri grand jury decision not to indict police officer Darren Wilson. Jackson counseled worshipers at Mount Zion Baptist Church to keep up nonviolent protests. He also held private conversations with many in Seattle's Black community, including Gerald Hankerson. Hankerson is president of the Seattle King County NAACP. I asked him what went through his mind when he heard the Missouri grand jury decision.
Outrage. My first thought was like, I can't believe this happened again. Seeing that the whole world was watching this decision to come down, and I had a lot of faith thinking that because of it was so much scrutiny, so much attention on this issue, so much we knew of, heard about, I could not believe, although I'm not surprised, but I could not believe that that decision came back.
Why aren't you surprised?
Because when have it ever happened before? Every other time we've been in this experience, whether it be Trayvon Martin or anything else, all the way back to Emmett Till, when have we ever gotten the justice that we deserved? And I was assuming that this time might be the time. And, of course, to get a different reaction or response, you know, not surprised. So I'm really irritated and angry about it.
You are not alone in that sentiment. After the decision came down, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray said, "Seattle's not Ferguson." Do you agree with that statement?
No, I don't. Seattle is a lot like Ferguson. Ferguson is just the most recent incident that occurred that allowed this to come to the forefront, notwithstanding the fact that even Seattle Police Department is currently under investigation by the DOJ for the same exact thing. So we might not have got the notoriety that Ferguson have gotten, but we're clearly a lot like Ferguson.
You mentioned before we turned on the microphone that you had an opportunity to speak with the Reverend Jesse Jackson. He's in Seattle this week, and he urged Sunday, I believe he was at Mount Zion Baptist Church, and he told the folks in attendance to keep on protesting, to keep on going. What is your particular message to the folks who've been in the streets of Seattle?
Yeah, keep on protesting. You know, we don't want this thing just to be a couple of days, people out screaming and yelling and protesting and bringing attention to this, and all of a sudden it dies out. Had it not been for the people of Ferguson standing up and bringing this to the forefront, we would not be hearing about it as much as we did. And this conversation might not be held today like we are. But I like for the kids when they're out there talking about they need change, they're fearful of their lives. They're the biggest target when it comes to this. So I love the fact that they're out there protesting and speaking their mind. I don't support the violence, though, because as Martin Luther King said, violence is the voice of those unheard. But that ain't something that the NAACP support. We support working together, nonviolent, and making the change that's necessary, that's going to be systemic and not just for today.
You mentioned a bit earlier that the Seattle Police Department is still under a Department of Justice investigation for biased policing and use of force. We have a relatively new police chief in place, Kathleen O'Toole. What is your impression of her leadership so far?
Well, I don't really have a necessary impression of her so far. I know it has to be a difficult job coming into the her position and trying to change the culture and the attitude and the behaviors of the policemen and the policewomen. And, of course, the jury's still out until we see the direct reaction or the direct results and the relationship between herself and her department and the community, which is key. Police doesn't have a good trust factor when it comes to our community. I don't know very many communities that they do, and it doesn't seem like they have an interest to even try it, you know, which is where we're at. They're here to protect us and serve us. But when it comes to communities of color, we're the biggest victims when it comes to the police department than we are for being protected. So until we see that she and the mayor and the city of Seattle is willing to embrace the idea that we have to work together as a community and come down and intentionally try to build those relationships, then that's when I'll see that that's effective.
Have you seen any significant changes since the DOJ and the city came to their agreement and were supposed to start reforming the force?
I've seen a lot of paperwork. I've seen a lot of people talking about it. I've seen a lot of photo ops. I've seen a lot of meetings being held. My response is when I go down to those communities who's the target of these actions, these are the places where I go and ask them, how do they feel? Do they feel there's a change? And when they say no, it's still the same reality that goes on in our community, then no, I haven't. Of course, we see a lot of conversations and things like that, but we're continually having the same debate that we've been having for about 70 years now. And the talking is continually the same thing. I've yet to see anything from any powers that be that's going to have a direct impact on police in our communities. And I'm waiting for that day.
What's the first thing you'd like to see?
I'd like to see for them to come down to the community rather than calling the community up the dam, and to come down and ask, what is it that you need to make you feel safer? What is the things that you feel that we should do to help you better off? And when the community identify those things, go back and fulfill them. Don't just give promises that's going to take years to come into fruition, and those promises are always broken. That's how you lose faith in a community. The community lose faith in you because they don't see you serious about the things that you promise. That there for me is probably the biggest key, because we're looking for someone or some people to say that, okay, we're going to do this and correct the things that's been wrong. Until we see that, then we're going to think nothing more than we don't matter.
I'm talking with Gerald Hankerson. He's president of the Seattle King County NAACP. Gerald, you mentioned 70 years this talk has been going on. What do you think that Seattle's African-American community in particular can do to spark that conversation? Or what responsibility does our Black community have in really pushing city officials?
Well, the same thing they've been doing, calling it out when they see it, meeting, having conversations, creating this dialogue of a cross-section of different community folks. And when we talk about community, not someone that the city picks and thinking they're the representative of the community, someone that we pick and say, these are the representatives of our community. They got a bad habit of doing that, going out and grab the first dark face they see and say, well, we got a representative from the community. No, there should be some people that the community picks that's represent us. Those are the areas that I feel that can be impactful. And the community has a huge responsibility, especially the elders who have been going through this for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And to see our youngsters, probably for me, the biggest hurt that I've saw experienced in this whole Ferguson deal is that when I see our kids' faces and they're afraid to walk down the street or knowing that they could be the next one, they experienced something that my parents was trying to protect me from experiences. And to see the hurt on their first face is what really hurt me the most.
You mentioned this is historically something we've been looking at long before the official civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. And it seems that perhaps I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it anyway, we've reached this kind of tipping point that Ferguson, Missouri is an event that galvanized millions mm-hmm. of people, that pushed people out into the street. So there's protest, but in that protest, it seems perhaps there's an opportunity or a door open for something to change.
I agree. Had it not happened, then we would not be having this conversation we have it right now. Just for that event, unfortunately, a young man had to lose his life for us to be talking about it. The many other lives have lost, and unfortunately, there will probably be others to lose their life in the same fashion. Of course, when we're talking about it in the way that we're having this conversation that we've been avoiding for so long, this is how it stayed in place. This is how institutional racism had played and stayed in place for so long. I think when I think of the historical perspective, law enforcement, the criminal justice system, all of those have worked hand in hand. And I hate to use this word, but I can go back to the days of lynching, when the law enforcement was protective of those folks who was responsible for those, and the court systems was actually validating by their decisions. So I see this again today. It's the same reaction, same reality, but unfortunately that we haven't had the people with the power to have the courage to make that change.
Clearly, this is this Ferguson and the aftermath is a focus, but what else is a priority for you?
Education. The failure of our education system when it comes to our kids, particularly when you're thinking about the high dropout rates and the miseducation of our communities, is actually embarrassing to think that our education system have failed our kids, knowing that our kids spend more time in school with their teachers than their home with their parents. And they have a huge responsibility. And when we got a system that's clearly is failing our kids rather than adjusting to accommodate them and meeting them where they are, they set the bar to make them trying to obtain something that's going to be difficult to obtain. And that's where I feel like our biggest failures.
That's Gerald Hankerson, president of the Seattle King County NAACP.